Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. It's Brad. It's Josh. It's November 1st, November 2nd when you all are hearing this. But Halloween's over, and it's time to make it to the playoffs in fantasy football and get into week 9, baby. Woo! How you doing, Josh?
Good, Brad. How you doing, man?
Yeah, doing all right. Trick-or-treating yesterday was fun.
Yeah, I got a question, though.
Okay, question.
So, what is your favorite Halloween candy? Because as I was noticing this, I love Snickers bars, but eating small Snickers are not nearly as satisfying as eating the actual bar.
No.
So you have to think of like a Halloween candy.
But have you noticed the new fun size Snickers? Like, it just has one letter for the Snickers?
Yeah.
So I think they did that. So you have to spell out Snickers to get the full satisfaction of a Snickers bar.
See, now that might be accurate.
Game changer. Those are okay. But like you said, yeah, it's just kind of enough to like, it kind of gets you more wanting more.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the Crackle? Because it seems like I only get it on Halloween.
It's like Crackle is the one you want? You would go with?
It's one of those weird ones that like I only got on Halloween. You never got a full size one. I don't think I've ever had a full size Crackle bar in my life. I've only ever had the fun size. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Crackle's probably, I've just got this bowl here. And if I had to pick one, I think for me, dude, it'd be Milk Duds. Because I never buy Milk Duds for myself.
And that's another thing, too, is Milk Duds you don't want a lot. So like those three or four that are in there are like perfect.
Perfect Halloween candy.
Because it gets stuck in your teeth, so it takes you a while to eat. If you had a whole big box, you probably wouldn't like it. And I think that's something with Halloween candy. Even like the small little fun, like Sour Patch Kids, I think are good. Because when you need a whole big box of Sour Patch, the roof of your mouth starts getting sore. Your tongue starts to get that like weird like bumps on it and stuff sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're right.
Those are the ones I go for. Reese's peanut butter cups and stuff. Those are always good, but.
Classics.
But those are, I don't think it's just a Halloween.
Yeah. Well, Brad, why don't you tell the people what you dressed up as yesterday?
Nothing.
What a killjoy.
As a dad. What did you dress up like, Josh?
Oh, I was Burt Macklin, FBI.
And don't worry. And you know what? I was the same thing as my son. I was a werewolf.
Were you?
I was, just like he was.
Yeah, because it wasn't a full moon, so.
Oh.
At least he carried the mask around. Like he was ready to turn into it in case he needed to.
Yeah, I know. He had it on for a while, but you happened to hear that part where he went up and the guy was like, what are you? He's like, a werewolf. And the guy was like, okay.
Yeah, he's like, if that's your interpretation, who am I to judge, you know?
All right. We got a lot of week 9 to break down. We got 4 teams on a bye. We've already kind of talked about it. Atlanta, Cincinnati, Los Angeles Rams, and the New Orleans Saints. So, got a lot of quarterbacks on bye here. We got 3 starting quarterbacks probably out there that you've been starting almost every week. We got running backs galore that you've been starting, probably 4 to 5 running backs with Latavius Murray that you guys have been starting. So we just got to kind of push through here and try to find out where we're going to get you through these bye weeks. No Michael Thomas. You know, A.J. Green might be back next week, but you ain't got him this week. No Julio Jones. No Calvin Ridley. None of the big 3 Rams receivers that you've been starting, even though you probably haven't liked it.
I know all about that.
So, a lot of guys. We got the number 1 tight end is on a bye this week.
Yeah. You talking about Austin Hooper?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize he's the number 1 tight end.
Oh, man. Remember in the beginning, you were like, he'll be good for like, we missed on some things. Amari Cooper and Austin Hooper. And their names rhyme, and I think that's on purpose.
Yeah, the Oopers. We missed out on the Oopers for sure.
So what do you think? So Thursday Night Football last night, we had San Francisco, Arizona. We're going to break it down on the Sunday episode, but like instant reactions here.
It was good to see Kenyon Drake let loose.
Okay.
That's my first reaction is that was really good, really freeing to see him get 15 carries or more than 15 carries. Excuse me.
Okay.
The Niners are legit and Emmanuel Sanders makes that offense it makes them more dimensional now, more diverse.
So I already kind of talked to you about this earlier today, but Kenyon Drake, you brought it up, 15 carries. The last time he had 15 carries was 2017 against the New England Patriots when he rushed for like 150 yards and like received almost 100 and some yards. He had 20 carries 2 weeks in a row back then. And then since then, Miami did not use him at all. The most carries he had was 13.
They hated him.
So with chances are that David Johnson, Cliff Kingsbury says he might be back next week. Chase Edmonds is probably still going to be out for a couple more weeks. What do you see Kenyon Drake's role?
Right now, I think he's going to end up, after what he did last night against a very good Niners defense, I expect him to carry the lead for a little bit because David Johnson's going to be there as insurance probably for the next couple of games. And like you said, Chase Edmonds will be out. I think it's going to be Drake until David Johnson gets back healthy, but then it'll just go back to David Johnson, probably Drake, and then Chase Edmonds. That'll be the pecking order because he looked good.
One thing I want to say with that is Troy Aikman kind of brought it up in the broadcast when I was watching yesterday was Kenny Drake doesn't even know the whole playbook. So they couldn't even run all the plays they want to run because he just got there. He'd only been there for like 3 days before this game. So he didn't even know the whole playbook. So this was him on limited, like, we're giving you the ball, go that way. You're running a screen that way. Like, very limited, very basic plays. As he learns the playbook, he should increase. Another thing I want to bring up is we've had a really good Chase Edmonds game, a really good Kenyon Drake game, but have we had a really good David Johnson game?
I don't recall, no.
So, I don't want to say this weird, but because this is a good Niners defense, so it isn't like when Chase Edmonds ran all over the Giants. Is this a David Johnson just might be, may have been hurt all year. Okay, I will say maybe he's been hurt more than what they've let on. And maybe Kenyon Drake is the better back right now there.
I don't know. I'm not going to go that far and say that, but I do believe that there is something to it. I mean, Kenyon Drake, he's got a lot less miles on him than David Johnson does. David Johnson's a little bit older, and the injuries are starting to catch up to him, so I wouldn't be surprised if maybe Drake
fits this offense a little better.
Yes, I do.
All right, and then Jimmy Garoppolo, 4 touchdown passes. But like I said, we'll get into all that on Sunday. Y'all good, Josh? Need to go tell the kids good night again? Okay. First game we got is the London game. She's an early one.
Yay.
It's an early one, right?
Yeah. 7:30 our time, so 9:30 Eastern.
9:30 Eastern, so not too bad for you all, but you all in Alaska, that's 5:30, so good luck with that. London, we got Houston, we got Jacksonville. I don't know the weather report up in Houston, up in London right now, but it's usually not too great this time of year. What do you think of all the players here? What do you think of Gardner Minshew?
Oh, Gardner Minshew is a surefire start, especially if this was stateside. But in London, this Houston defense is bad. We know that. They're going to be even worse now without J.J. Watt. Gardner Minshew, he's a must-start this week.
And one thing you don't forget is Jacksonville is undefeated in London. Even when they were bad with Blake Bortles, they've never lost in London.
That's not true. They lost to New England one time, right?
No, they didn't. Did they play them?
I got to look this up. You go ahead. There's no
look
way.
It up. Double check me on that. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but I doubt it. Okay, so Deshaun Watson, obviously we're starting him. We're starting Nuke. You say we're starting Gardner Minshew. I like starting Gardner Minshew this week. He has a good matchup. Now the question is, DJ Chark, we all systems go?
Yeah, I'm all in on DJ Chark. Texans are bad against which wide receivers as well.
And D.D. Westbrook's hurt.
That's fair.
What about Chris Conley?
I'm not as high on Chris Conley yet. Gardner Minshew, his second guy is rotational. It's DJ Chark and someone else. We know it's not going to be Marquise Lee, obviously, but Yeah, I'm not really ready to start Chris Conley.
You're not ready. Okay. And hold on, here it was. Know your foe. I'm trying to read this stuff real quick because I'm looking at it.
Okay, so Jacksonville lost their very first game in London to the San Francisco 49ers. So,
well, okay, then they're on a good winning streak.
Well, they also lost their next game to Dallas.
Yeah.
They won again against Buffalo. So there's that. Anyway, yeah, they're not undefeated.
Not undefeated, but they've won a lot over there. And they've actually played the most of it in every NFL team because they go over there every year. So they're used to the travel. Is really what I'm going to get at.
Yeah, absolutely.
Leonard Fournette's a must start. What about the running backs on Houston's side of the ball?
Oh, that's
Carlos Hyde, Duke Johnson. Remember,
I know.
Kamara, Latavius Murray, Joe Mixon, Devonta Freeman, Todd Gurley are all on a bye this week. You're kind of having to start Carlos Hyde as an RB2.
If you're going to start one, yeah, I'll go with Carlos Hyde, but I won't feel good about it.
Carlos Hyde or Adrian Peterson? Well, actually, hold on. Before I say that, the tight end situation here. Are we starting any of the Houston tight ends? Darren Fells?
Yeah, Darren Fells is a start. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And then Jacksonville, I'm not – I don't know what tight end to start there. I do like Chris Conley. I know I don't think I said anything about that. Okay, so Carlos Hyde or Adrian Peterson? Who Adrian Peterson is playing Buffalo, which is our next game, Washington against Buffalo.
Gosh, a brutal matchup for AP. I'll take Hyde with the upside.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's an RB2 this week. So we got the Washington. We got against Buffalo. I don't know if Case Keenum's been cleared concussion protocol yet. So it looks like a Dwayne Haskins game. So I love this Buffalo defense.
Oh, yeah. And all the interceptions.
If Dwayne Haskins is the starter there with no Case Keenum, I'm not starting anybody on Washington at all.
Yeah, that's pretty cut and dry, bud. I mean, it's
And then on the Buffalo side of the ball, Josh Allen, if you're looking for a bye week replacement and you were scared to start Jimmy Garoppolo this week or you were scared to start Kyler Murray this week because Thursday night passed, I can see Josh Allen as being good against this bad Washington defense.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a decent game. So I really Josh do. Allen's good. He's got some good upside this week for sure.
All right, so Carlos Hyde or a Buffalo running back? Frank Gore or Devin Singletary?
Oh, gross. I'll take Singletary over Hyde and Gore.
All right, so with Devin Singletary, over under 75 all-purpose yards.
I think he'll get 75 all-purpose yards over.
Over it? Okay. I agree with you too. I think through the air and his big play potential, I can see him getting over 75. Buffalo wide receiver. What are we doing there?
Oh, you gotta if you want to fight, you gotta go get that smoke, baby. Right?
What about Cole Beasley? He's got two touchdowns in two back to back games, doesn't he?
I don't care. If I'm going to get a receiver from this offense, which I don't want many of them, it's going to be smoke.
Yeah, but he's probably owned.
Is that your second monster today?
Oh, yeah.
Might not a sponsor. Third. Not a sponsor.
Could be. Rehab.
Oh.
All right. Would you
start Cole the Bills Beasley's defense?
I know. I already said that. Cole Beasley. Cole Beasley, though. I want to bring it up. Only reason. He's had decent games. It's a rough bye week with a lot of wide receivers on a bye. We got the Thursday night game where you probably didn't start any Arizona wide receivers because you were scared of the 49ers defense. And then maybe you started Emmanuel Sanders, but other than that, you probably didn't start any San Francisco wide receivers because you doubted them. It's a lot of people taking off the board. Cole Beasley, three wide receiver league. You throwing him out there?
The Beasles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
If Dwayne Haskins plays, would you start him over Terry McLaurin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Oh, I just want to say that because this is – we're trying to win championships here. And you can't be afford to losing games right now. Isn't that right, Josh?
Don't I know it?
Because you're not in first in any leagues now.
That's factual, yes. That's just a minor setback.
Before we move on to Tennessee, Carolina, let's talk about your FSA team. How's it doing?
Well, I got off the schneid finally, back up to 4-5. I had a good week, and this week I decided to start Emmanuel Sanders because of a couple of buys. That worked out really well, but I also started Tevin Coleman, which, as you know, did not work out too well. But it's okay. FSA has allowed me to really try some different things this year, and I'm pretty excited about it. They're also going to be starting a Dynasty League next year, so that's going to be huge, having a Dynasty League stretched across that many teams in that many countries and that places all over the world. Check them out at Fantasy Sports Alliance on Facebook, and then you can check them out at their website at fsa-fr.com. Incredible stuff going on over there, man. I'm excited. I'm going to join the Dynasty League next year for sure.
Do you have any deets on this Dynasty? 2QB? They doing anything crazy with it?
All the details are getting hashed out right now. So if you want to be a part of it, you can actually be a part of the implementation of the rules. He's taken open advice from it because he wants to know from the people, right? This is his something that he owns. It's his baby, but
no defense, no kickers.
If you sign up, Brad, I'm sure that they will take that into consideration.
Is it, well, you, me and you are in some dynasty leagues here. Defenses get hoarded because you have so many roster spots. You carry like four defenses. And so it's not hard to stream. Well, not you. You were carrying two until you traded. You traded one away. But what I'm getting at is
that's trade.
But yeah, but people had to trade for a defense because defenses are so weak out there. And you just went and picked up a crap defense for next week. So you're still carrying two defenses.
Yeah, but I needed one.
I know, but that's what I'm getting at is in a normal league, that wouldn't be happening.
That's true, but defenses help you win sometimes. I mean, like, look at New England's defenses here. Phenomenal.
But, no, they have. But what I'm getting at is it's really hard in Dynasty with defenses and kickers because they are such crap shoots. Because Dynasty, you usually put in a lot more time and effort than some people in redraft. It's a lot more hardcore people that are doing a lot more research, you know, listening to stupid podcasts like ours and getting all this, you know, getting advice from everywhere to make decisions because you're not making a decision just for this year. You're making a decision for 3 years from now, too.
Yeah, that's why I love it because I'm not afraid to trade a defense.
No, but I mean, that's why I don't like kickers and defense because you don't know. Like you said, the Niners defense are the second best defense and the Patriots are the first best defense. We all knew that was coming preseason. And the Steelers are third.
Yeah, and the Patriots and the Niners got blew up yesterday. So,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And that's the thing is like, that's why you should sign up is because if you go and you let them know, hey, I'm going to be a part of this thing. He's going to let you have your input, man. And I think that's really cool to get on the ground floor or something like that.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So go over and check out. The link is in our description of this podcast. So go ahead and click on those deets on the bottom and go ahead and click the links. Go ahead and click on the merch. Get you a fantasy football shirt. Like I'm rocking right now.
A little swag wag.
And tell your friends. Tell your friends about this podcast. Tell them about FSA. Tell them about Veterans Affirming Veterans. Tell them about all our friends and partners we have over here.
Yeah.
Because we're just a bunch of idiots.
A bunch of idiots.
All right. Tennessee taking on Carolina.
Are they?
Well, Cam Newton's not going to play.
Might not ever play again for Carolina.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, with this being said, who are we starting in this game? Christian McCaffrey, we done? Moving on?
No, it's not.
Okay. Derrick Henry's a start this week because of the running back situation. He's an easy start every week anyway, even as an RB2. Now, wide receiver-wise, you got a lot of talented wide receivers in this game, but not a lot of production. DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel have had flashes, but Corey Davis has too, and then he bombed it away last week.
Yeah, both of these defenses are middling as far as their talent against wide receivers. I feel pretty good about DJ Moore. Outside of that, I don't want to start him. If I have to pick a Tennessee receiver to start, I'll go with the safer option in Humphreys.
Okay, so rank the five wide receivers from this game that probably could be started. So we got your number one is going to be DJ Moore. Then you got Curtis Samuel. Corey Davis, Adam Humphries, and AJ Brown.
So I'll go Moore, Humphries, Brown, Samuel Davis.
Okay. You kind of cut up there, but what I think I heard was, say it one more time for me.
Moore, Humphries, Brown, Samuel Davis.
Okay. I think you can go both the Carolina guys 1-2. Corey Davis is a boomer bust, like he was last week a bust, so he could boom this week. And then Adam Humphries in PPR. And then I like AJ Brown last. Just he's the rookie. He's a touchdown dependent guy.
How do you feel about Jonnu Smith?
I think with the tight ends that are on bye this week, you're probably going to start him.
As I was thinking, even though Carolina, they're pretty good against tight ends, right?
Yeah, but they played Tampa twice, so.
That's true.
That okay. Really helps them out a lot. Moving on. Would you start either one of these defenses? Would you start Carolina's defense?
I feel
defense?
Pretty good. I would start Carolina's defense.
Okay. And Tannehill, probably not unless
no.
two QB league only?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
What about Allen?
Oh, Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Or Kyle?
No, not Josh Allen. Kyle Allen.
Well, there's three different Allen brothers starting this week. There's Josh, Kyle, and Brad.
Yeah. We haven't got to the Brad yet. Don't worry about that.
They're all brothers. Did you know that?
I'm pretty sure they're light skinned.
No, they're not brothers. No, I don't want to start Kyle.
Okay. But he only threw interceptions in one game of his career.
That is true.
Moving on. Minnesota taking on Kansas City. And good old Patrick Mahomes is questionable.
I don't think he's going
to
play.
Luckily, it's an early game, so no early. And don't worry, that's just Apple FaceTime ringing. Don't worry about that, guys.
Just trying to do a show here.
No, no problem. All right, so we'll do if Patrick Mahomes plays, if he doesn't play. If he doesn't play, are the only guys you're starting from Kansas City Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill? Ooh.
Yeah, that's okay. It. Including the running back situation.
Would you start Carlos Hyde over the Kansas City running backs?
Oh, man. I think
they're all pretty much all in the same situation.
Yeah, they're all in the same situation. If you want to take a stab at LeSean McCoy, go for it.
What about Damian Williams, man? He got a touchdown last week.
It's the RBBC there is crazy. I'd rather go with Hyde out of both of these guys.
I think you need to own Damian Williams, though. I think you need to own him. I'm not saying you got starting, but I think he needs to be at the end of your bench.
Wow, Brad. He's a human being. You can't own human beings.
Okay. In fantasy, you can. This is a fantasy world we're living in.
You're right.
Okay. Okay, now if Patrick Mahomes does play, do you start any of the other wide receivers? Mecole Harmon's actually been okay with Matt Moore. He was okay last week. And if Xavier Rhodes is going to shadow, he's going to shadow Tyreek Hill.
So. I'd start Sammy in that situation.
Sammy?
Oh, yeah.
Okie dokie. Now, sorry, go ahead.
He's got a greater rapport with Kansas City or with Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Now, Minnesota side of the ball. I'm going to do if Patrick Mahomes plays because I think that affects the Minnesota offense if Patrick Mahomes plays. Because I think if Patrick Mahomes plays, Minnesota needs to score more points. You agree?
Yeah.
And if they need to score more points, they're going to throw the ball a little more. Dalvin Cook is going to have a great game because Kansas City's run defense is terrible. And I don't think we ever questioned Dalvin Cook. Now, a bigger question is, Alexander Mattison against this bad running offense, would you start him over Carlos Hyde?
No.
Okay. I just want to see how crazy you get.
No.
So, Stephon Diggs is a go. Adam Thielen, I believe, is still questionable for this game. Correct?
It looks like he's going to suit up.
Okay. So, Adam Thielen plays. You starting Adam Thielen in this game?
Yes.
Okay. And then Kirk Cousins. He's hurt us. He's hurt us before.
Oh, man.
He hurt us.
He's lining up to hurt us again, too.
I know.
With the four byes, the three Allens, I think you have to start Kirk this week.
And Mason Rudolph still being out there.
Yeah, Dwayne Haskins.
Would you start Matt Moore or Kirk Cousins?
Kirk. I'd start Kirk.
Okay. He'll be efficient. We just hope that some of those touchdowns go to his wide. He throws some of those touchdowns.
I mean, would you start Baker Mayfield? You know what I mean? Like, it's not good out there. It's Daniel Jones. I mean, I'm looking at the quarterback landscape. It is not good.
No, it's not at all. But that's what it is. I mean, I'm fine starting Kirk Cousins this week. He's going to be a low-end QB1 that has – he could be the number one quarterback at the end of the week playing Kansas City defense.
Very well could be.
If they do some screens to Dalvin Cook instead of Dalvin Cook just busting up the middle, those will look really good.
On the stat sheet, yeah. Those
look great. Yeah. Are you starting Minnesota's defense?
Oh, yeah. Matt Moore plays.
Okay, because Matt Moore looked pretty good against Green Bay. And I think Green Bay's defense might be better than Minnesota's.
No, I'm not buying that.
All right. Now let's go from this barn burner of a game to a little bit of a AFC East showdown. We got the Jets. We got the Dolphins. Le'Veon Bell's a start.
That's it. We're done.
Robbie Anderson.
Oh.
Yes.
Maybe, yeah. Miami, yeah.
Against Miami, Xavien Howard, their only good defensive player, because they traded Minkah Fitzpatrick away, is on the IR and he's done. As soon as he came out last week, that's when Juju lit it up. Juju was doing nothing until he went out. So Robbie Anderson, similar skill set as Juju. He's a fast guy who can burn them deep. I am fine starting Robbie Anderson. Now, another big question is Sam Darnold. This is the start of his good matchups.
Oh.
Are you rolling Sam Darnold out there?
I sure am.
For the same reason? Sure.
Yeah, for the same reason we talked about earlier you're going to start him or Mitch Trubisky, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I think I'd start Sam Darnold.
Would you start Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Let's not get crazy.
Okay, what about 2QB League? Ryan Fitzpatrick or one of the Allen brothers? Not named Josh.
I'll go with Kyle.
All right. Okay, I think that's about it for this game. Jameson Crowder in PPR could be a safe play.
What about Mark Walton?
No. No.
Okay, that was pretty easy for you.
No, I'm not a big Mark Walton fan. He got cut by Cincinnati for problems. And Cincinnati doesn't cut anybody.
That's true. They kept Pac-Man for a long time.
Yeah, so... Yeah, and that's that. Okay, Chicago, Philadelphia. You kind of alluded to this, Mr. Trubisky. He has a plus matchup, but man, do we not trust him at all. I don't think his coach even really trusts him at all.
No.
With that being said, David Montgomery had a great game last week, but it was against the Chargers' terrible run defense. Now, Philadelphia has a good run defense. Are you starting David Montgomery this week? He's above Carlos Hyde, right?
I don't see this a game in where he's going to have the kind of volume that he needs. I don't feel comfortable starting David Montgomery yet.
Over Carlos Hyde?
I'd start him over Hyde, yeah.
Okay, so over the Buffalo guys?
Yes.
Over the Kansas City guys?
Yes.
Over Miami?
I guess you're starting freaking
he's RB2 this week, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, when you start chopping these names off, he's going to be that low-end RB2 again. Just because he's a starting running back who's got a pulse.
Yeah.
And then I like Allen Robinson this week. Even though I don't trust Mitch, Allen Robinson's in PPR especially. He's going to be solid. Philadelphia side of the ball, though, a lot more questions here. DeSean Jackson, been practicing on a limited basis.
Says he's going to try and play.
Yeah. Alshon Jeffrey is going to go out there. Zach Ertz is going to go out there. But this is still a Chicago defense.
Yeah, I don't know what you want from me on that.
What are you doing with Philadelphia's offensive players? Because like we said, we're probably going to start some because of these bye weeks. Who are we starting?
I think you're going to start Jordan Howard.
Okay.
Despite the Bears having a really good run defense, they're not great. They're good. They're not great.
Yeah.
So I think you can feel pretty confident starting Jordan Howard.
They got a lot of pass rushers. So
Miles Sanders is the guy. He was banged up. He did get into full practice today. He wasn't on the injury report as of Friday. But like you said earlier, DeSean Jackson's coming back, right? So if they're looking for a game breaker, that's going to probably take away some of what Miles Sanders does. So I don't feel as confident playing him, especially if DeSean Jackson plays. Now, the receivers, do you really want to start any of them? I expect Carson Wentz to be bad in this game.
So here's my thing with the receivers. Is even if DeSean Jackson plays, I don't like him in this matchup because of the Chicago pass rush. Very good pass rush, right? Khalil Mack. They're not going to drop Carson Wentz back for 7-step drops to let DeSean Jackson get 40 yards down the field. They don't have time for it.
Yeah.
They're not going to have the time. So with that being said, I think Zach Ertz has a little bounce back game here. A lot of short dump offs, a lot of quick passes. Miles Sanders could have a good game too. Short screen plays. I mean, the coach is an offensive mastermind, right? That's what he's supposed to be. That's why they won a Super Bowl. Was him drawing up good plays. He knows he's got to get the ball out of Carson Wentz's hands fast. Yeah. I see a lot of shorter passes, which also takes away from Alshon Jeffrey because he's a contested ball catch down the field guy. I see a good Zach Ertz, and I see a good Miles Sanders because he's going to be the pass catching back there. Good games. I'm not saying great, but I see opportunities for these games to be good.
What about Aguilar? You don't want Aguilar?
He can't catch a cold.
He's bad. He's
he so made bad. Out with Sam Darnold, and he couldn't even catch Mono. So.
Oh, he's so bad. That's a banger.
Yeah. All right.
That's terrible. Just terrible.
Are you starting both these defenses?
Yeah, I feel pretty confident in both of these defenses this week, yeah.
Because I think Mitch is going to turn the ball over a couple times.
Quite a few.
Indianapolis against Pittsburgh Steelers. Big news out of this game, Tyreek Hill's out. And he's out for a while.
You mean T.Y. Hilton?
There we go.
I said Tyreek Hill.
Yep, sorry, T.Y. Hilton. There we go. That's what I meant. T.Y. Hilton's out, and he's out for a while.
This is not good news for Jacoby Brissett.
No, but do you see any of these other pass catchers? Do you see Paris Campbell maybe taking a step forward, the rookie wide receiver they took?
Maybe. It's Zach Pascal or bust for me, dude. I mean, that's okay. That's it. Because you know, it's not going to be Chester Rogers out there blowing it up. It's going to be him and probably the tight ends I expect to be involved quite a bit in the passing game this week. Ebron and Doyle, I think those are both pretty safe starts, especially with T.Y. being out and Zach Pascal. But remember, this Pittsburgh defense, they have a really good trio of defensive backs here.
And a good defensive line, good pass rush.
Yeah, they're one of the top 10 defenses in
fantasy football. They got the best Watt brother in football right now.
Yes, yes. One's a fullback and the other one's on the IR, yes.
Yeah. So with that being said, Marlon Mack, you're starting him because we've ran down these running backs. And with some of these guys we said we're starting, Marlon Mack's a must start. You have to start him this week. Even though the matchup's not great.
He is. The matchup is actually very bad. He's one of my villains this week, him and Jacoby.
But you have to. Like, he's a villain, but you have no choice probably.
Oh, yeah, I have to start Jacoby as well. I don't like it.
Because you probably had Kenyon Drake and you probably said, I ain't starting him.
Yeah, if you owned him, yeah.
And Jacoby Brissett, it looked like a good matchup with T.Y. Without T.Y., like you said, I'm really nervous with this Pittsburgh defense, who knows the only way they're going to win games is if they stop offenses. They did give up 2 touchdowns to Miami and then literally nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good defense. And they were good before the Miami game.
Yes. Now, on the Pittsburgh side of the ball, Mason Rudolph, Do you want to... You don't want to start him, but Juju.
Yeah, I want to start Juju and Jalen Samuels this week.
So that's Jalen Samuels is the news. Benny Snell ain't playing. He had surgery on a knee. He's out for a while. Oh, my God. I can't even think. James Conner. There we go. That's a name. He is questionable. Doubtful to play, I believe. It's looking like he's not going to play. He could play. He has a similar injury to what Josh Jacobs has. So we'll see if they do the similar thing where they give him a shot and let him go out there. But with his injury history, I don't want to start James Conner. Do you want to start James Conner?
No, I'm starting Jalen Samuels instead.
No, okay, but let's say you don't have Jalen Samuels and you have to start somebody else. You throwing Carlos Hyde in there?
Yeah, I really don't think he's going to. I don't think he's going to play, man.
And if he does play, I worry about it being a David Johnson situation where he feels banged up and they just pull him.
Yeah, I'd rather start Mark Walton.
Okay.
That's how. I really don't think he's going to play, man.
Reports came out today that Jalen Samuels could get every touch in this game, play every down.
Oh, that would be great.
So if you picked him up, like you said, I like Jalen Samuels a lot this week because they do a lot with him too.
Yeah, he does touch passes and things like he's a very versatile player.
Any other Pittsburgh receiver you want to start?
No, this Indy defense is pretty good. If you were going to start one, it'd be Deontay Johnson. It would not be James Washington. And if you're looking for a guy who's a high-end wide receiver three, possibly a low wide receiver two, Deontay Johnson pretty common.
Okay, Deontay Johnson, I think you said high upside play, boomer bust guy. Get kind of cut out again. All right, we're going to move on. Tampa Bay, Seattle. Seattle made news today because they claimed Josh Gordon off of waivers. He's probably not going to play in this game because he's still not, I don't believe, healthy and back from the knee, and they're not going to rush him out there because they have okay wide receivers. We'll talk about that later because we're running a little late. I want to talk about it here, but we'll talk about it on probably next Wednesday's show because we'll have some more time. I like this matchup for a lot of things. I'm going to tell you the only thing I don't like in this matchup is Tampa Bay tight ends and Tampa Bay wide receiver or running backs, but everything else I love. Jameis Winston, yeah, he's going to turn the ball over probably three times, but he might throw four touchdowns. So Jameis Winston is a start.
Yeah, that's true. And in every format, touchdowns are worth more than interceptions. So,
yep. Mike Evans, duh, you're starting him. He had an amazing game. I think Chris Godwin's going to have a big bounce back game. Seattle is bad against slot wide receivers. And where does Chris Godwin line up almost all the time? In the slot. So Chris Godwin's great. Seattle side of the ball, Russell Wilson's a must start. Chris Carson, even though we talk about every week, this Tampa Bay defense does one thing and they do it really well, is stop the running back. We've talked about some of the running backs that you are starting this week. You're starting Chris Carson.
Yeah, and this, you got to remember, their offense is built around him running the ball. So that doesn't.
Yeah, and I still see him getting goal line work. And that's where Christian McCaffrey, he didn't have a lot of yards in that one game, last game, but he had the touchdowns. And yeah. Chris Carson will get similar work. Seattle side of the ball, Tyler Lockett's a must-start. DK Metcalf, he leads the NFL in red zone targets. Granted, he's only caught two, and they were both last week. Are you starting DK Metcalf?
Yeah, I think he's a must-start flex every week now, yeah.
DK Metcalf or John Brown?
I'm going to go with Smoke because he's still the number one. But DK's up there, man.
DK Metcalf, Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson.
Okay. DK Metcalf or Mecole Hardman?
DK Metcalf, come on.
Okay. I'm just going through some stuff, man. Okay. You starting either one of these? Are you going to start Seattle defense? Because Jameis probably going to turn the ball over?
Yeah, that's why.
Okay. I mean, they might give up 30, 40 points, but they might get six turnovers.
And they might score on one of them. So yep. I feel good about that.
You're not starting a Tampa Bay running back, right? Even as bad as running backs are? Okay.
No, you can't. You can't afford to.
All right, Detroit playing Oakland. It is Detroit on the road, which are not – Matt Stafford's not as good. I still like Matt Stafford in this matchup. We talked about quarterbacks this week. Matt Stafford's a good start.
He's a great start this week.
What running back just worked out for the Lions? JJ, there we go. JJ just worked out for the Lions. Nothing's been determined yet, but I don't care. I don't even want to own a Lions running back because, man, one, they don't trust any of them. It's a weird timeshare. And honestly, none of them are that dynamic. That's my fancy way of saying they're not good.
Yeah, Trey Carson is not healthy now. They didn't trust Ty Johnson, the rookie. And you're certainly – they brought JJ in for a workout. He hasn't been signed yet. I'm not – yeah, I agree with you 100%, man. These backs are bad.
But with that being said, with no running game, Matt Stafford's going to launch the ball around. I like Matt Stafford. Kenny Golladay, like him?
Yeah.
Marvin Jones Jr.?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's move to the other side of the ball, the Oakland side of the ball. Darius Slay, I believe, is not going to play in this game. He's going to make a game-time decision. We'll see if he plays. That's the number one corner for Detroit. And really, their only good corner because he went out of the game last week, and Darius Slayton and the rest of the Giants lit them up. So, with that being said, do you want to start Derek Carr?
Yes.
Okay, that was pretty definitive there.
Yes.
Derek Carr or Sam Darnold?
Derek Carr.
Okay, cool. That's all I want to hear you say. All right, now, so Derek Carr, Josh Jacobs, he's volume. We've talked about running back situation this week. You're starting him. Tyrell Williams?
Caught a touchdown pass in every game he's played for Oakland.
And yes. Darren Waller's the best tight end on the slate this week. So Darren Waller.
Yep. Neither defense.
Okay, cool. That's all I wanted to hear. Cleveland at Denver.
Hey!
Nick Chubb, Odell Beckham, Philip Lindsay, Royce Freeman, and Courtland Sutton. And Denver, and you can start both the defenses. That's it.
I don't even know if I want to start Courtland Sutton this week with Flacco out. I'm real nervous.
You might have to with what we've been talking about.
I know, but
I brought up Cole Beasley as a possible start. You're starting Courtland Sutton over Cole Beasley.
I know. Cleveland's pretty good at good shutting down receivers, though.
Oh, and Chris Harris probably will follow Odell Beckham around the field because he does go in the slot. He's not scared to cover. He's not hurt, right, Chris Harris?
Yeah, he's not hurt. He's good.
Okay. So Jarvis Landry in PPR could be a good play. He's got a lot of catches. He's went back to old school Jarvis Landry. A lot of catches, okay yards, really no touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which in PPR, he is fine. He's a fine wide receiver too. You okay starting both the Denver running backs?
Yeah, especially with Brad Allen or Brandon Allen? Brad Allen.
Well, yeah, the back of
Brandon. It's Brandon. There's so many Allens.
I know. Okay, yeah. But Cleveland defense, you can fire that up this week.
Yeah, feel pretty good about it, too. I feel pretty good about starting Denver's defense this week, too.
That's what I said, because with the way Baker's been with the ball, he's been turning it over. He's very Jameis Winston-y.
Jameis Winston-y.
Yep.
Oh, man, I hope Courtland Sutton does well. I don't think he will, but I hope he does.
All right. Green Bay against the Chargers.
There you go. This is a good way to get back rolling again, right?
Aaron Jones going to score 50 points, fantasy points?
That's quite possible, yeah.
Chargers run defense is terrible, so Aaron Jones and Hale. We talked about the run defense, or we talked about the running backs, Jamal Williams. He's healthy, right? We're playing.
Got to start him, too. Yeah,
he's a play this week. Devontae Adams, you going to play?
He's been practicing all week. I think he's going to play.
Okay, he plays, you start him. No problem, no. So Devontae Adams is going to start. Oh, sorry, Jimmy Graham. He's a boom bust tight end. Chargers side of the ball. Keenan Allen he practiced this week.
Yeah, he's a start for me. He's good to go.
He's a start. He had a good week last week, even though he was banged up. So Keenan Allen's good. What about the running backs?
I think you can confidently start both running backs this week.
Yeah, Green Bay's run defense has been a lot worse than their pass defense. And they play a lot of man-to-man too. So you could see Austin Eckler sneaking out of the backfield on some linebackers getting open.
They give up the fifth most points to running backs in fantasy.
There you go. That's stats from the stat wizard himself. Phillip Rivers?
Yeah.
We talked about how bad. This week is just really weird. The streamers just aren't there.
He's a quarterback who plays football for a team.
And Aaron Rodgers, if Devontae Adams gets back, I could see him saying, I'm going to throw more touchdowns this week because I'm back. Because FS Josh Hughes said I was washed, and I'm saying he's dumb.
Yeah, it's quite possible. Yeah.
You lit a spark on Aaron Rodgers. You realize that, right?
I mean, I'll take credit for it. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
All right. Game of the week. I think this is the game of the week. New England at Baltimore. This is New England's toughest matchup they've had, right?
Oh, yeah.
By far. The toughest matchup they had because they played Big Ben with a torn rotator cuff or whatever was wrong with him, elbow, or he was all kinds of jacked up. So it wasn't
was just doo-doo.
I know, but he was also, I think, hurt the whole time. So we have New England, who has been giving up some yards on the ground. Yes, I know Nick Chubb turned the ball over twice, didn't get a touchdown, but he ran for 130 yards. So let's just do New England first. Are you starting Tom Brady? Yeah, you are, right?
Yeah.
And Julian Edelman's a must start. James White or Sony Michel in PPR?
James White.
What if I said half PPR?
Sony Michel.
Okay, so it's very close there.
It is really close. I expect Michel to get way more touches, but James White's just better with the touches than Sony Michel is.
And I like Philip Dorsett this week because Baltimore's defense has not been the normal Baltimore defense we've seen in the past. So Philip Dorsett's a good start. Now the Baltimore side of the ball. We've talked about this New England defense. They are very good. Lamar Jackson has been very good this year, but he has had a bad game against Pittsburgh. Turned the ball over quite a bit. New England defense is very good at turning the ball over. Are you nervous about starting Lamar Jackson?
No, because I believe that he's going to make something out of nothing on the ground, man. I mean, that's what he does. There's been quotes all the time like, you know, I always wondered what it was like to be playing against Michael Vick. I don't need to wonder anymore. Like, he's that athletic, man.
He is that athletic. The thing that I think would help him out a lot this week is if Hollywood Brown plays. Because that would just give him another threat that can go deep to pull the defense off. Without him there, they don't have that guy. Mark Andrews is going to need to step it up, too. If he drops the ball like he did last week, this could be a very bad game. Because those balls that he was dropping and tipping up in the air with New England, they catch those.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, so beware. Would you start asking for a friend, Lamar Jackson, Matt Stafford?
Stafford.
Okay, Lamar Jackson or Jameis Winston?
Jackson.
Ooh, really? Okay.
I really do like his upside with the running this week. I think he's going to run quite a bit.
I worry about him turning the ball over. He's been very good about it, but.
Well, I mean, you said the same thing as you were about, you know, Jameis. He's going to turn the ball over, but
the difference is, though, I know Jameis will still throw a touchdown pass against Seattle defense. I can't say the same about Lamar Jackson against the New England defense. They've given up two passing touchdowns through the air.
Well, it's better if he runs them in anyway. They're worth six. So.
In some leagues, they're worth six no matter what. All right, you read anything else from Baltimore? Mark Andrews, you starting him?
Yeah, you're going to start Mark Andrews.
Hollywood Brown, if he starts him, nope. He's getting a lot of Stephon Gilmore, and Stephon Gilmore is going to be in his hip pocket the whole day. Dallas Giants, Monday Night Football, Boogers calling the game.
I don't know why you had to bring that part up.
How many times does Booger talk about the Cowboys need to give Zeke the ball more?
At least 15 times.
How many times does he bring up Dak Prescott's contract?
At least 5 times.
I love that he finds one thing and he talks about it the whole time. It doesn't matter.
That's the worst.
Dak Prescott, starting him, duh. Amari Cooper, he says the best he's felt all. This is the healthiest he's felt all year. We're starting Amari Cooper. Michael Gallup?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We've talked about some of these wide receivers out there. He's a good wide receiver two, wide receiver three flex, this guy. Zeke, okay, yeah. I'm not even. Jason Witten?
Yep.
Because you know what Jason Witten does? He's a giant killer.
That's what he does.
Jason Witten and the Giant Killer. I'm pretty sure that was the name of that book, right? Jason the Giant Killer? Oh, man.
All right.
Giant side of the ball. Are you starting this Dallas defense against Danny Dimes?
Absolutely, 100%.
You're not? He threw four touchdowns last week.
I don't care.
Okay. Sterling Shepard's going to suit up and play. You starting him?
I don't care.
Not starting him?
Yeah, you can start Sterling Shepard and Golden Tate.
Evan Ingram.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Really?
Yeah.
Who has a better game, Evan Ingram or Jason the Giant Killer?
Evan Ingram.
And Saquon Barkley, the must start. Danny Dimes, are we starting him?
No.
Danny Dimes or Mitch Trubisky? 2 QB option.
I'm going to go with Mitch.
Okay.
And I don't feel good about it.
Danny Dimes or Sam Darnold?
Well, I like Sammy's matchup better. I'll go with Sammy.
Danny Dimes or Ryan Tannehill?
I'll go with Danny Dimes.
Oh, there it is. I just wanted you to say Danny Dimes when he wants. Because next was Dwayne Haskins. I was going to get you to say his name.
Yeah. You got there. Good for you.
Yep. I was making it happen.
Oh.
Anything else from this Monday night game? Giants defense is they're horrendous.
They're dead.
Okay.
Dallas will take firm control of the NFC East in this game. So, good for them.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, because I expect Philly to lose and –
I wouldn't count on that either. That Chicago kicking game is terrible, and they can't get in the end zone.
Oh, that poor kicking game. Yeah, I think that'll be good, though. We'll see some fun stuff this week. We'll see who's the worst team, Denver or Cleveland. Probably Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, we didn't bring that up. Did we say Joe Flacco went to the IR? He's done for the season.
No, we didn't talk about that, but it wasn't like he was making a difference anyway.
No, but you brought it up with Courtland Sutton, and I kind of glazed over that on accident. He's out for the year. This does downgrade Courtland Sutton and Deshaun. I think Deshaun Hamilton, who didn't do anything last week, but it actually might help him now I think about it.
Because he's been on the practice squad with Brandon Allen.
And he plays a short yardage.
I think this will just allow them to see what they have in Brandon Allen and Andrew Locke towards the end of the year, but the season's over.
Does Drew Locke play this year?
Yes.
I don't think he does.
I think he does.
And they can't fire Elway because he's a legend there. He's got a statue out in front of the stadium.
What if they replace him with?
With who? Sorry.
What if they replace him with Peyton Manning? I mean, then it's kind of okay, right?
No, it's not. Because Elway won the first two Super Bowls. He had the drive. He's Mr. Bronco. He brought Peyton to the Broncos. You're not replacing him with Peyton.
I think what they'll probably end up doing is they'll let him stay VP, and then he'll just bring in a GM.
He won't do that. Remember they tried doing the same crap with Marino down in Miami, and he said, I'm not doing that.
Well, then he's going to go bye-bye. He's going to step down.
I don't think he gets fired, man, as much as you want it.
Well, it's happening.
Got to be a lot of public outrage.
No, I don't think so. God, we're ready for him to go.
No, no, no.
What have you done for me lately, Brad?
Nothing. But what have you done for me lately is you sent us on our way home into week 9. Good luck to everybody out there. Hope you all have a great week and all your fantasy dreams come true.
I feel like we should just record this outgoing message. But anyway, thanks for tuning in to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Brad. He's Josh. You can find us at Twitter at FFJoshHughes and at TacJones for Brad. You can find the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at EmptyWagonFF. And if you want to talk to Eric, which we think he'll be back next week, actually, you can find him at Guns of Eld 19. I think it's a gamer reference. I don't know. We miss him. We love him. He's a big nerd, but he's our nerd. And we'll see you guys on Monday.
Later. And you can put a little spice on these innings if you want to. You know that, right?
No. You won't let me do anything.